Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen Steam and Queen Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. I'm making this video about, you know, why do you put things down before you even like tried it or started it, right? So I was having a quick little conversation about how somebody could reach out to this business coach. If you hear that banging above me, just ignore it. But how you can reach out to this business coach and all the things that she can offer you. And the person was like, oh, but she's probably really expensive. And I was just like, but you can reach out to her and ask her for her prices and then save up to work with her. And so my thought was just like, why put it down before you even try? And I don't like that. I just think that when you put things down before you even try, that's what you're affirming for yourself. Like, why assume that you can't afford it? Why assume that it's too expensive? And if you can't afford it right now, why not save for it in the future? At least reach out to see how this person can help you and what their prices are, so that you know, well, I need to save this much in order to get this and for her to work on this, because I'm investing in my business, because I know that this is gonna be a payoff in the long run. And so my message is just like, good things can happen. You don't have to put it down before it already started. Like, why do that? Like, why already dig a hole for yourself when it's not gonna work? So that's just my little morning message. It just really annoys me when people do that. Like, why? Like, why can't it be great? Why can't you do good? Why can't you look at it in a different way of a long-term investment rather than, oh, well, it's too much for me. And you don't even know. Like, what? This is why there's certain people out there that succeed. And this is why there's people that don't succeed. And I want you to be a person that actually succeeds. And in order for you to actually succeed, you have to start believing that it's possible. And if you can't get it right now, at least inquire, right? And then make a way for you to get it. I think there's like, oh, well, I don't know, maybe next time. Okay, did you try to figure out the math? Did you try to see how you can make it work? You know, did you start to write your affirmations and pray for these things that you want? Maybe you can't get it now, but you're praying for it for another year. Like, did you even try? Like, this really gets on my nerves when women especially don't even fucking try or believe in themselves, and they like put themselves down before, like, you're just like shooting yourself in the foot. Like, why do that? And so I'm just making this video to remind you that you can win. It can go great. It can go very fucking spectacular. So don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't think that it won't happen for you. Don't think that it's too expensive. If it's not for you right now, make a plan for it to work for you in the future. But at least inquire, at least try, you know, at least show the universe, hey, I'm at least interested in this. I want this to happen for me. Let me inquire with some confidence. Let me see how this can work for me. If not this year, this month, then next year, next month. Let me actually put some self-belief into myself, because that also helps our prayers. Our intention and our belief and our faith. That's what helps our prayers. That's what helps our manifestations to actually come into this world. So don't manifest things you don't want. Don't manifest doubt by saying, well, it's too expensive. Don't manifest poverty on yourself. Oh, it's too expensive. That's fucking manifesting poverty on yourself. A lack mindset. Don't do that shit. That shit fucking gets on my nerves. Like, for real. And if you're gonna be like a selfish babe or any woman around me, don't do that shit. Cause I will literally correct you. And it's not out of like being mean. It's just for you to be better. Because I want the best for you. I want you to succeed. I want you to get the shit that you want. That's gonna require putting in some work. A lot of work up here, a lot of changing in your mind, a lot of changing the narration you have for yourself, the false beliefs. Because if we want the things that we say that we want, and start thinking like that and start acting like that. But you're not going to get that shit by saying it's too expensive. Oh, I don't know if it's for me. Oh, I don't know. Let me see. Let me check on it 2 years from now. Girl, please. Do fucking better, because I know you can, and I can help you. How can I help you? If you do not have the Selfish Babe app downloaded to your phone, make sure it's downloaded. Make sure you have your notifications turned on. Make sure you actually read those affirmations that are sent to your phone daily. Make sure you read them out loud multiple times. If you notice it says selfish affirmation manifest, you know what that means? That means to bring into existence. That means we are reading those affirmations. We are thinking about those affirmations. We are believing that those things are possible for us. We are understanding that we can create our fucking realities. So please start with that, because this right here in your head is going to get you fucking far. And your heart going to get you far. You're going to have to think better. You're going to have to feel better, because you motherfucking deserve it, girl. You motherfucking deserve it. I just want to make sure you fucking know that shit. But don't fucking shoot your fucking foot by telling yourself, oh, I think it's too expensive. Oh, I don't know if I can do this. Bitch, did you fucking try? How about that? Come back to me with that. Come back to me with some self-belief. Come back to me with some faith. Come back to me with an abundance-ass mindset. Come back to me with that shit. That's what's going to work for you. Not that other shit. Anyway. It's your girl, Anika OC, over here at Selfish Babe. I love you very much. I want you to do better. I want you to think better. I'm affirming that for your life. Mwah. Bye. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community. Follow at selfishbabes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at olenikeoc. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.